This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. We're talking about conferences this week, aren't we, Jim?
There are a lot of conferences going on this week and a lot of birthdays, too. We have to very humbly admit that Catholic Radio is now celebrating its 15th birthday.
Yay. Happy birthday
years.
To Catholic Radio.
And I know a long time ago when we started over in the pyramids over on the northwest corner of town there, a lot of people even kind of told us that, gee, it's nice to have a Catholic radio station, but gee, you know, if you're going to depend on listeners to donate and businesses to underwrite, you may not have a real solid future there. But fortunately, by the grace of God, and you know, we've made it. And 15 years later, hey, we're still here. And of course, we couldn't do it. Nothing we could do would make it happen without all of the listeners, the donors, the underwriters, the volunteers, everybody who has helped us out in so many different ways. We couldn't possibly have made it without all of your support, all of your help, and all of your financial donations. So thank you all very much, and we're proud of our 15 years, but it's not our 15 years, it's our 15 years, all of us.
That's right.
Listeners and everybody else involved as well. So thank you very much.
And Jim, you've been here since the beginning, so you're still holding up, right?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Bob and Sharon Typen have been, and some of the board members too, have been around for several years before that, because before there was a Catholic radio, there was the small group of business people, the not-for-profit corporation is Inter Mirifica Inc., and for several years, they searched for do we buy a radio station? Do we build a radio station? How do we get one? And they did a lot of work in advance, and then they eventually started working with Hoosier Broadcasting Company and made arrangements to get the station that we have now. And since that time, we've expanded to the station at Noblesville. And our newest one, which is, I say newest, it's almost 2 years old now, a station in Anderson, Indiana. So, again, we want to thank everybody for helping us make it through 15 years. And, gee, with your support, we'll make it through many, many more years. Thank you.
And it's all probably due to the Holy Spirit, right? Working
Absolutely.
Through many people.
Absolutely.
And we have a guest in the studio today that I think the Holy Spirit is working powerfully through. His name is Jerry Jacobs. He's rolling his eyes. His name is Jerry Jacobs Jr. He is a conference organizer. He is from Holy Rosary Catholic Church, and he has been spearheading for the last couple years the men's conference at Holy Rosary Catholic Parish. So welcome to Faith in Action, Jerry.
Thank you, Bridget and Jim.
And one thing, when I think about Jerry, I always think about him as he has this really joyful smile on his face, and he always wears this big honking cross. Tell me about your cross, Jerry. And he told me he's got more than one, because today he has a different one on.
I wear my crucifix because, well, they're sacramentals, too. So I had them blessed. Father McCarthy blessed them. And so when I wear them around, that's for spiritual protection, which a lot of people probably don't know that. So sacramentals are very, very important for the spiritual protection of you in your body and stuff like that. I started wearing it because I wanted to evangelize for one thing, and I wanted people to, when they see, because when I remember it used to be when I would see, when before I was Catholic, when I was a heathen, right? Even before, I would see priests and nuns. Mm-hmm. And when I would see them, I had so much respect for the priest. Even though I didn't know anything, I just knew when I looked at them, I had to, you know, wow, straighten up and fly right, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that today when we're, you know, we walk through our society and stuff, I don't think we see enough images of Christ. And also the crucifix, it also reminds me of the suffering of Christ. And that's what it's about. The Protestants, a lot of times what they do, they have the empty cross, in which celebrates, like, for us, for the Catholics, it's Easter. So for us, like, during Easter, you know, we have the bear cross. You know, that's our celebration, the hoopla. Oh, God is God and Christ. Let's do this. But the rest of the year, for the most part, is about the suffering and the sacrifice of Christ. And so what that does is that makes men understand that our life is a test. It's a life of suffering and sacrifice, and that's how we become like Christ.
And I think I'm curious how I could go into the authentic manliness, but I want to ask you first, because authentic manliness is the theme of the conference, the men's conference that's coming up Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th. But I want to ask you, did you have some kind of a conversion experience that kind of catapulted you into wearing a crucifix, into leading a men's conference, into becoming a holy father and husband?
I'm going to say my wife, Mary Kathleen. Because when we first met, oh, this is so funny. Well, we first met down at St. Minor on the Lake in Indianapolis. When we were kids, we were 12 years old. And
I've not heard the story. I'm looking forward to this. Go on. This is good.
We were okay. It was a summer. School was out. And my mom and dad came to me and my sister and said, hey, y'all not going to sit around here all summer. We're going to send you to this camp. And we were like, oh, we don't want to go to no camp. Mm-hmm. Even back then, we didn't even have video games back then. So it was like, you know, we wanted to go outside and play with our friends and stuff. So as usual, my sister, she really carried it on. And so my mother, and so I said, after thinking about it for a second, I said, okay, I'll go, Mom. Whatever, you know. And then my mother, I'll never forget it. You know how some things your parents say you never forget? She said, you know what, man? That's my nickname in my family. My name is Man, M-A-N-N. They call me Nathan. My mother said, man, that's the thing about you. Once you think about something, you just accept it and just go on with the flow, you know. Mm-hmm. So we went to the me and my sister went to the day camp, and of course, we had a great time.
Of course.
And so there was my wife. At the time, we were 12 years old. I think she was a little older than me. But we were in the camp, and she always tells me, I thought you were a camp counselor. Because at the time, I had hair, little goatee right here and stuff. Me and her just hit it off, and her sister, we became friends throughout our life. So don't laugh at me, y'all. I wasn't Catholic then. Mm-hmm. Me and her started dating at 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
So we would date on and off during high school. And then once I left to go to the Air Force in 84, then I got married again to a lady, and she died of...
Go ahead.
And then, but she died of leukemia at 35.
Oh, wow. Now, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Jerry Jacobs Jr. He is a conference organizer of the Catholic Men's Conference, and we're talking about his conversion story. So your first wife died
of leukemia at 35, and she was Native American. So we had to go back to the Indian reservation. We had two sons together, and so all three of us had to go back to Indian reservation. And so I came back, and we were getting to our life, and you know, and something told me, you know, I have to find a mother for my boys. I know.
How old were they at the time, roughly?
6, 7, 8, 9, something like that, mm-hmm. in that age. Mm-hmm. And I went to my family and my side of the family said, look, can y'all help me raise these boys and stuff? Because I was really worried. And of course, you know, everybody's got their own life. Let's just be real about it.
Yeah.
So then me and my, I was walking through Lafayette Square and some woman came running up to me and she said, hi, Jerry. I said, Mary. And we hugged and kissed each other. And then that was it. So we dated. We got married. And so we got married and everything and brought our families together. And it's been great. And so then for the first 8 years, we didn't do anything. My wife was Catholic because, you know, she worked at the at Holy Angels. She was the secretary to the pissing to the pastor mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And so... but after we got married, this is how powerful men are, and we just so silly we don't know it. My wife was Catholic. She went to mass. She worked for the parish. But when she married me, I wasn't anything. But I wasn't adverse to what she was doing. But she didn't go to church anymore because I didn't go.
Mm-hmm. Guys have a really big impact on their family.
That's right.
And so then what happened? Did she reel you in?
So what happened is she would work on me a little bit, and she was really patient with me, and she'd bring little stuff. And so she was a member of Crusade. She's a member of Crusade 65. And so one day, she, you know, all the years that she would tell me about Crusade. And so one day, one of my friends from Holy Angels was going, I get that mixed up all the time. He was going to be on the team for Crusade and didn't want to go by himself. So I said, hey, man, I'll go with you. Didn't know what the heck I was doing. So I went, and because I always thought of Christ like this. He's kind of a wuss. He looks soft. He's not, you look at him, the way people portray him, he's not, he doesn't look really particularly masculine or nothing. I mean, this is me thinking how I was, this is my mindset then.
Sure.
And this is how a lot of boys think and men think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just the only one that has the courage to talk about it because I love my Christ now. But, you know, so when I got there, they had these talks at Crusade, and this one dude started talking about what love means. And he said, you know, he explained what love was. And so I asked after the, could we sit into the sanctuary after the talk that night. And he took me in there and I told him just what I told you. I said, look, man,
Jesus is soft.
I told him, I said, I never asked Jesus to die for me. I don't know this dude. I'm just like, I don't understand none of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, first of all, man, love is not an emotion. Love is an act of the will. And he said, the problem with us, with Christ, you're right. At first, you're not going to love Christ like that. And he said, but if the more and closer you get to him, the more you understand what I'm trying to say. And you know what I said? So I don't have to like love him like all wussy emotional and all that kind of stuff. He was like, no, he was like, no, man, it's your will. You have to. I said, I can decide to love him. I could do that. I said, I can do that. Because I thought I had to love him like I love my wife or my children. Like, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
But of course, now that's part of me. I do. But man, once I learned that, it was a growth, a journey into loving Christ. As a man, I could do that. I said, look, if God's real, Christ is real, I can do that. And that was the journey. That was it.
The door was open. And now you're leading other people. When we come back, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this conference and what men can get from that, right?
Yes.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
You're on a journey, in a race, in the company of others.
Imperfection makes you human. Forgiveness offers life, and opportunity brings hope.
Good news and great company. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm talking with, actually, Jim and I are talking with, I haven't let Jim say anything, though. Jim and I are talking with Jerry Jacobs, Jr. He's the conference organizer for the Catholic Men's Conference at Holy Rosary Parish. And the theme this year is authentic manliness. So what kind of got you involved in being an authentic man, I guess, and wanting to have a conference to lead other people to being authentic, an authentic man? And let's start with this. What is an authentic man?
Plain and simple, is Jesus Christ. Remember how I was talking about a second ago, how, and another, that's why the Muslims can take our boys and convert them to Islam. It's like in the black, neighborhood, we have the black Muslims. I know you heard of the black Muslims, Farrakhan, you know, and I almost became a black Muslim because when I came back from the military, my father, he introduced me to one of his best friends who was a Muslim. And so I even read theology what was it called? Anyway, it was Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad's book, and man, Theology of Time.
Okay.
But you know what? Something just didn't pull me. I just couldn't do it. And so when my father, he wanted me to do it, but I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus, when I looked at Jesus, I saw something different. Remember I told you how men, we kind of look at him as being the way he's portrayed in these pictures and stuff. But Christ, once I started learning about Christ and the man he really was, one thing I always say is, could you have withstood people, somebody taking a chain and hooks and putting it in your back? Could you have stood stakes in your feet and stakes in your hands? Could you have known for 33 years that you were going to be crucified and when you were going to die, how you were going to die? Man, that is complete courage.
Yeah.
That is not soft, dude.
Right.
That is not soft. That's, man. And then the patience, the meekness, to be patient and meek and humble. So that's how you defeat evil, with humility. And once I started learning about that, then I started going, Muhammad is not the man. This is the man right here.
He's the dude, right?
And then another thing, what made me think is think about it. God decided to come. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's everything in the universe. And he decided, I'm going to come down and be the equivalent of an ant, less than the equivalent of an ant, to take on human and man form. To go through all of this, to be in the Blessed Mother's womb, to suffer, to experience that. How can I as a man know that and not go, okay, I can do that?
Right.
And so authentic manliness, Adam, remember in Genesis when God took Adam up and said, listen, you name the trees, you name the mountains, you name the animals and stuff. That was God telling man, look, you're responsible for all this. No matter what your wife does, no matter what your children do, no matter what the society does to you, you have to account for this. And I think the problem with us men today is we don't really know our mission.
Yeah, identity and mission. Talk a little bit about that. How do they know their identity?
First of all, someone has to teach it to you. Someone, your father has to show you. And of course, all these divorces, there's no daddies.
Right.
So each generation, it gets worse and worse. And so that's why you have a lot of ministries right now of men that are trying to come forth, trying to show what authentic masculinity is. And that our job is to protect, to defend, and to serve. That is our job as a man. And I'll tell you what, you men out there that are having problems with your wife and stuff like that, if you take on what I just said and you lead your family from Christ, through Christ, you are the spiritual head, but your wife is your helper. So what that means is you're responsible for everything in the family. Your wife is your helpmate. She wasn't made from the above you. She wasn't made from below you. She was made from your rib. She's equal to you. But God had to play. It's called the natural order. So you are the head. And so what you do is, but Christ, you lead your family through Christ, through you, through your wife, through your children. And that's how you become happy and peaceful in your family.
So at the conference, you're actually going to be talking about these three topics. Serve.
Right.
Protect. And what was the other
and
one?
And defend.
And defend. And there's something that happens on Friday night. Talk a little bit about Friday night and then talk about the day, Saturday, what happens.
All right. Friday night's the bomb. So basically, Friday.
It is the bomb. It's awesome.
So basically, we call the Friday Night Five panel. So this year we have four priests and a deacon. So it's always religious men. And so what they do is they're at a big table, and then all the men come in, and they can ask the men ask the priests anything on the table, the problems in the church, homosexuality, about sex, about marital embrace, about contraception, about anything controversial, and the priests answer them, and they do a really good job,
yeah.
Man. The priest, and so
there was no holding back.
No,
I actually happened to be at that conference, and there was no holding back. I wanted to run out of the room, but I was videotaping, so I couldn't.
And so that's like the first hour and a half or so, and then after that. Then we have spiritual direction and confession. So the priests help with that. And then it moves into a silent retreat. So it's a silent retreat till about 11 o'clock. We do prayer, a lot of reflection. And the men, it's for them to get into themselves and Christ, spend that time in the sanctuary around the church with Christ. And man, and you know what? We had to bring it down to 11 because 11:30. People were staying all the way to 11:30. We was like, okay, we got to be back at like 6. So we got to go home and eat. So we kind of shortened it for a half an hour.
And that's the other thing is that they don't stay overnight there. They go home and then they come back the next day.
Right. And the next morning we register and all that stuff. And then we start off with the rosary. And then we get into it, man. We got the first talk. The first talk is on this year. It's called It Takes Three to Make Love. You, your beloved, and God.
We're talking with Jerry Jacobs, if you're just curious about who that wonderful manly voice is. Jerry Jacobs Jr. He's the conference organizer at the Holy Rosary Men's Conference. And this year the title is Christ, the Authentic Manliness. Okay, go on with the lineup. We got about 5 minutes left, so we're good.
Okay, and so the first talk is Three to Make Love. And I got that from Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen,
yeah,
his book,
The Man.
Free to Get Married. So basically, that's the first talk. And then the second talk is going to be on evolution, the fight, the battle between creationism and evolution, because we have to start to learn how to defend our faith and what it means. And because we don't come from monkeys, right?
Right.
But a lot of people think we do. And so we have that's the second talk. And then the third talk is, of course, authentic manliness. What it is, how you can do that in your family, how if you're dating a girl, what you really shouldn't be dating, you should be courting, because courting is to get married and dating is for sex, just for you people that don't know that, okay?
Glad you clarified that,
okay.
I was curious about that, but now I know the answer.
So if a man's courting you, he was trying to marry you, okay? And so if you have a girlfriend, the talk's on that and stuff like that. And then that's the talk. And then at the end, we close out, pray out, and that's the day. We end about between 4:30 and 5.
And what I think is really beautiful about the day is that there is opportunity for mass, reconciliation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And spiritual direction. They had a spiritual direction room. So talk quickly about the spiritual direction room. What spiritual direction? Why would they go in there to get that?
Because...
Explain that.
Spiritual direction is, well, my priest at Holy Rosary, they always tell me, you know, you can get your spiritual direction in confession.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to understand, not everybody understands the faith the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, most people think, you know, so today, confession is confession. I go in, I get my mortal sins off my chest. I pray to God, say I'm sorry, get my venial sins and stuff once I get all my mortal sins done. And then that's kind of it in confession, right? That's what the normal way mm-hmm. is. And then so
some people have other things that they need to talk about, right?
But that's what I was going to say. But so in the spiritual direction, so since you have confession that's like that most places, then you need spiritual direction to help you talk about the deeper stuff. Like, you know, problems in your family, problems with your children and stuff like that. What should I be doing? You know, what, how should I go with my faith life? Where's my next step? You know, but a lot of priests go, traditional priests, they say, no, you do spiritual direction and confession together. You go to the same priest all the time. You talk, you go to, you get your confession out, and then we go into the spiritual direction part of what you need for your soul and holiness.
Okay, so for people listening, how can you register? We got about 2 minutes left. How do you register? What's the cost? How do you do that?
The early bird cost is like till March 2nd or something like that. And it's okay. Only $50. And it includes the Friday and Saturday. Saturday, there's going to be lunch. And I'm scared to say what it's going to be because my wife might change it.
But so right, barbecue was
yes, 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 yes. Go ahead. Since she said it, I can say it now.
I broke it.
Right. So, yeah, city barbecue. So then that's only 50. And then it goes up to 55 and then to 60 and then at the door 65.
And is there a webpage that they can register
yes,
at?
Yes, you can register two places, HolyRosaryConferences.org. HolyRosaryConferences.org. And then, or you can go to Eventbrite.
And can people register at the door? If they don't
yes.
pre-register, but you obviously want people to pre-register so you have enough lunch for
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, but last year we had like 10, 15, 20 people register at the door. But
they showed up, yeah.
They showed up. It was great. It was great, man. I'm not gonna lie. It was really great.
So what kind of encouragement would you offer maybe a guy that's listening? They can come from anywhere, right, to come to the...
Right. We had dude come from Kentucky or Iowa or something last year. I can't remember where, but people came from out of the city and in different places in Indiana and stuff.
And I'll give you the date again. It's Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th. The Christ Authentic Manliness Catholic Men's Conference at Holy Rosary Parish.
Yes, ma'am.
And give the website again, Jerry.
HolyRosaryConferences.org. HolyRosaryConferences.org.
Jerry Jacobs Jr., the conference organizer, thanks so much for being our guest and sharing your story.
I have fun.
Yeah. God bless.
You too. Bye.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.